I want to thank you for tuning in to the Keep the Faith Ministries website broadcast. We will be learning today in the teaching. We will be talking about walking in the fear of the Lord. We would like that if you have your Bibles, pen and pencil, get it and take notes. We want you to turn to Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. We'll also read verse 12 in your hearing. The word of the Lord gives us this intelligence, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. He said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Verse 12, And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know, underline that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Heavenly Father, again, first of all, I thank you for every person that is listening to this broadcast. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would get behind what I'm saying, and that you would teach us through the Spirit, and we would learn to be more like you, and that everything that we do, we would do it just to please you. I thank you and I praise you for all that you've done and what you're going to continue to do in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If we could just get a hold of this teaching, it will be the basis for everything else to work in our lives. Talking about walking in the fear of the Lord. I want to remind you before we get started, it's not like the fear of heights. It's not like the fear of a bullet. I remind you that the word says, don't fear him that can kill the body, but fear him that can cast both the soul and body in hell. What we're going to be dealing with is going to require a lot of attention, because as I said to you, it is the basis for everything to work in our lives. If you were to ask most Christians, do they love God? They would say, yes, of course I do. Maybe you are a person that come to church regularly. You pray and do all the things that would identify you as a Christian. But how does your life reflect your love for God? Do the principles in His Word weigh heavier than the temptation to keep back part of the tithe or all of it, to be rude, to hang out in nightclubs, smoke and drink? Whenever the guy or the girl puts the moves on you, you know, even something so simple as just coming to church. When you respect God above your emotions, you will discover that obeying Him will release blessings into your life. Now that you're saved, it's time to learn how to live life in the fear of God. Now that you're saved, it's time to learn that the things that we do from the Bible, we do them out of respect to God. We respect God enough not to commit fornication. We respect God enough not to do evil and wicked things. See, when we respect God, we will get up the necessary restraints that we need to get up, because too many of us get involved in things that we really shouldn't get involved in, as we are supposed to be born again, baptized, born again believers. We're saved, and that ought to mean something. The things that we used to do, we should not be doing them anymore. The reason why you find yourself doing things is a lack of fear of the Lord. And I like to believe that this is the common denominator in the life of every great man or woman that's in the Bible or even living today. They walk in a reverential fear of God. And we all need to hear, as Abraham heard those words, I don't care what you're dealing with, I don't care how great the temptation, how great the trial, when you walk in the fear of the Lord, you'll hear those words that he heard. Stop, do thy lad no harm, for now I know that you fear God. The fear of the Lord will release blessings. It will remove burdens and destroy yokes. It will bring benefits into your life. But again, when most Christians hear this phrase, the fear of the Lord, they really don't have a clue of what's being said. And myself, I'm amazed at the level of sin that Christians walk in with no fear of the Lord. You know, what I want to do in this teaching is show us through the word examples, you know. And I want us to be able to say, when we see these examples and when we think about our own lives and the situations that we've gotten ourselves in, and it was only God that got us out, but I want us to be able to sit down and say and hear God say these words, "For now I know that you fear me." In the book of Isaiah chapter 11, I'm going to give you some chapters and verses. If you have your pencils and pens, you can write them down. In the book of Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1 and 2, it's the prophecy of our Savior. And I just want to read it and get it started off this way. Isaiah 11 verses 1 and 2. "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." Let's see how we should live life in the fear of the Lord and how we should obey him. Because I want you to understand this, that God has already done enough for us that we should give him respect. He's already done some things for us that we truly, really did not deserve. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12 lets us know, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord require of thee?" Listen to those of you that tuned in to this webcast. God requires something of you. And I don't know about you, I would want to know what it is. "What does the Lord require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul," verse 13, "to keep his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day." Now underline this clause, "is for your good." It's not for his benefit. God is saying, "I'm asking you to do this, not for my good, it's for yours." He gives the definition. He says, "Love me, serve me, keep my commandment, and here's why. It's for your good." Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Listen to what the word of the Lord says. "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man." Listen, this is our whole duty. "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it is evil." God is saying, this is the whole conclusion of the matter. This is the duty of man. Some people are trying to figure out some things. Well, God just told you. His commandments are like love letters sent to us to show us how we ought to walk in life, how we ought to avoid life's pitfalls and life's traps. It's God saying to us, "I know about life, so through my commandments I'm going to help you make it through life successfully." And success only starts with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What he's saying is, "I'm not trying to be mean to you. I just want you to avoid the traps, the conclusion of your healing, the conclusion of your marriage, the conclusion of everything that we have to deal with starts with us walking in the fear of the Lord." Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate." The forward mouth is what I call twisted speech. The whole society is based on twisted speech. We say things. We call brothers and sisters dogs. And, you know, I've even heard people call women dogs. But, you know, our language is a way off the chart. You know, cursing is the everyday language. And the God says in his word that we ought to not let any corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth. When we really fear God as we ought to, we'll get the restraints up to keep our mouths in check. But, you know, for most people, you know, we got to really know that this is what God is commanding. He said, this is the whole duty of man, you know, but God says, I hate the forward mouth. Psalms 111 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. This is the first step. If we get this, you've gotten your foot in the door. Amen. Proverbs 16:6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. The Bible is telling us very plainly, when you fear God like you ought to fear him, you will depart from evil. And, you know, I don't care what you've gotten yourself tied up in and what you're dealing with. Today ought to be stop a day in your life and all those that are listening to me. Whatever you're dealing with, you know, you want to hear these words. For now I know that you fear me. You put down the cigarettes. You put down the pipe. You give up that relationship that is not pleasing to God. Watch what Deuteronomy 5:29 says. God is saying, oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Listen, God is saying, I wish that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me. And to be truthful, I'm amazed at the level of sin that Christians walk in with no fear at all. You know, but this is where we got to get to. People may be at a Thanksgiving dinner and, you know, grandma may be there, grandpa may be there. Argument may jump off and they may say, I'm not going to whip your tail only because grandma is here. But listen, forget about grandma. God is always looking. Amen. You know, do you respect God enough that you're really willing to obey him? Amen. You know, when we fear God, the first thing we got to do is decide that we respect him. I submit to you that he's already done enough to gain your respect. He saved you. Doesn't he deserve your respect? He rescued you out of a burning hell. Doesn't he deserve your respect? He healed you. He delivered you. I don't know about you, but I do think he deserves your respect, because there are consequences for walking in disrespect to God. You know, I'm going to hate evil out of respect to God. There are some people in the Bible that God asked to do some things that if he were to ask some of us, you know, it would blow our mind. And some of the things that God asks us to do as born-again believers, like something as simple as coming to church, it would blow your mind how many baptized born-again believers don't regularly attend church, don't regularly support the church. But listen at some of these people that we've already given you one in Genesis 22 verses 1 and 2, where God tempted Abraham and Abraham was ready to do what God told him to do out of respect to him. He was getting ready to slay his son. And verse 12 lets us know that God said, for now I know that you fear me. But what is it that you need to give up? Let's look at Noah. Genesis chapter 6 verse 13. God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Verse 14. Now watch what he tells him to do. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Now, out of respect, Noah built God an ark. It never rained before. But because God told him to do it, he did it. I want you to know this. Every time you disobey God, tell yourself, I don't walk in the fear of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 20, watch this one. Verses 1 through verse 3. In the year that Tartan came unto Ashdod, when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him and fought against Ashdod and took it, at the same time spake the Lord by Isaiah the son of Amoz, saying, Go and loose thy sackcloth from off thy loins, and put off thy shoe from off thy foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. And the Lord said, Like as my servant Isaiah hath walked naked and barefoot 3 years for a sign and a wonder upon Egypt and upon Ethiopia. Many don't realize Isaiah had to walk barefoot and naked for 3 years. 3 whole years. You talking about the fear. Because you said it, God, I may not understand it. I don't know what you're trying to do in my life, but because you said it, I'll do it. I'll obey you. I'll forget about the ridicule. I'll forget about the shame. Because I love you, because I fear you, I'm going to do what you're going to say. God is not asking any of us to walk around naked. But he is asking us to come to church. He is asking us to support the church. He is asking us to love our brothers and sisters. Many of us may know about this one, Hosea chapter 1, verse 2. The beginning of the world, of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, Go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms, and the children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredoms, departing from the Lord. God asked him to go and marry a prostitute. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go and marry a prostitute. And guess what? Because he feared God, he did it. Amen. Jonah chapter 1 verse 9. He said unto them, I am a Hebrew and I fear the Lord, the God of the heavens, which have made the seas and the land. Now, all of us know that Jonah did not obey God. There were consequences. God had prepared a great whale. But, you know, what are we going to do when God asks you to give up something or someone? When God says to you, you've been going around this mountain long enough, you've been playing church too long, it's time for you to get it together. Will you be able to say, Lord, out of respect to you, I'm going to get this thing turned around? There are many benefits in walking in the fear of the Lord. God don't ask you to walk in the fear of the Lord and then don't bless you on the other hand. I read to you earlier Deuteronomy 10, 12, and 13, where the Lord said, This is what I require of thee, but to fear the Lord and to walk in all his ways. But I want you to know there is a benefit in just doing that. I've read to you also in Deuteronomy 5:29, God says, Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep my commandments always, that it may be well with them and with their children forever. I don't know about you, but that's a benefit. Let's look at some other benefits. Psalms 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. That's a benefit for everyone that makes up their mind, I'm going to start living my life walking in the fear of the Lord. This is the benefit that you can expect. Angels will encamp around you and they will deliver. Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. When you fear God, he promises that your days will be prolonged, or days will be added. Don't tell me this ain't worth you listening to tonight, or this morning, or this afternoon, or whenever you listening to it. God will prolong your days, add days to your life. And it all starts with walking in the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 14:27. The fear of the Lord, these are benefits, is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. It really don't matter how many traps, how many plans, how many plots that the enemy has planned for your life. If you walk in the fear of the Lord, God says, I'll deliver you out of all the traps, and it is a fountain of life. Proverbs 22 verse 4. Oh,